watch that movie with Tom Snyder, but I can't remember who it is.
Alright. Let's see what else we've got.
You want this turned off?
Or? No, that's fine. What do you call... Where is it? Okay, what do you call a person that's from Utah? A person that lives in Utah? Like, a person that lives in America is an American.
Utah needs all I know.
Utah, okay. How about Colorado? What would you...
Just how Coloradoan. Do you,
Coloradoan, and then Idaho, and Idahoan?
Yeah, and Vernalite.
Vernalite?
Maserite.
Are you a Maserite?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything you refer to Canadians as? Just Canadian?
Well, Canadians are foreigners.
Foreigners? How about Mexicans?
Well, Mexicans are Mexico.
Okay. Negroes?
Any what?
Negroes?
We don't have any Negroes in Vernal.
How do you...
What is there? Might be... Is there one or two in here now, y'all?
How would you refer to a black person when you were growing up? Or?
Well, there's always niggers to me.
Uh-huh. Okay. How about Mormons?
Well, they're the same. Then there's LDS.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, now we got the different body parts. What's this?
That's your hair.
Hair, okay.
Or wig.
Here.
It's your ear.
And then if you don't shave, what do you get?
No, that's your chin.
Okay, what's the hair on your chin?
Fuzz.
right now it is.
That is when I was little, it was peach fuzz.
Okay, what happens when you're older? What do you call it? What do you have?
Well, it's just... Well, I'm going to say it's a nuisance besides just having to shave and his hair.
Like a beard, Brigham Young's beard?
Yeah. I never did see my dad without a mustache, so
really?
He always had a mustache. I never did see him without a mustache.
Tell me why
I couldn't grow a mustache, because my nose is so big, it's so shady, and it won't grow in the shade.
How about a beard? Did you ever have a beard?
I never had a beard.
Okay.
More than about a week old.
What do you eat with? What's this here?
Mouth.
Mouth, okay. And what's inside your mouth?
My tongue and my teeth.
All right. And this part?
That's your throat.
And then down here?
That's your leg.
What do you call your elbows and your knees where they come together?
When they come together.
The joints? How do you say joints?
Joints. Okay. Knee joint or elbow joint.
And then this is what?
Foot.
What about, I have two of them.
Your heel,
two.
Your toe, and your...
These two together are called what?
Feet,
okay. See, this is easy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of... what kind of... Did they have diseases when you were growing up that were more deadly than things
well,
that...
Well, measles and... I don't know whether many around here died of diphtheria. But then one year there... Or two winters... There was the flu, and that was the deadliest thing that I ever remember. Pretty near every family in the valley got the flu,
mm-hmm.
and some of them died, but our family got lucky and we never did get it. Some of them would have four and five or six kids die.
What
year was that, do you remember?
1918.
Along there somewhere. They'd quarantine them, and if you'd wanted to talk to them, you had to go talk to them through the window. They wouldn't let you in the house. And they even put up, they used to have chicken pox and measles and that. They'd put up signs so people on the front door. They had different colors of, like red and green or something like that, so they could see it easier than that.